present the exciting, unforgettable radio drama, Front Page Farrell. The story of a crack newspaper man and his wife. The story of David and Sally Farrell. Today, David is covering the story which he calls The Case of the Mysterious Killer. If you want to help prevent cavities in your teeth, do as your dentist tells you. Colonel's amazing new anti-decay tooth powder with ammonium ion actually helps prevent cavities. Yes, new Colonel's tooth powder actually helps prevent cavities. No matter what dentifrice you're now using, you owe it to your health to use the new Colonel's anti-decay tooth powder with ammonium ion, greatest dental discovery since the invention of the toothbrush, discovered by the University of Illinois Foundation. New Colonel's is not a cure-all, but your dentist will tell you that in most cases, new Colonel's, correctly used, reduces tooth decay, reduces the number of cavities in your teeth. Colonel's also has amazing dental floss action. That is, it sends thousands of active cleansing bubbles to penetrate deep between your teeth, helps remove food particles that can cause unpleasing breath, lead to tooth decay. That means fewer fillings, less pain, healthier teeth, and sweeter breath for you. Do as your dentist tells you. Get new Colonel's tooth powder. You'll like its cool minty flavor, its popular price. And now, Front Page Farrell and the story he's covering for his newspaper, the New York Daily Eagle. The story he calls The Case of the Mysterious Killer. Outside a locked door, Sally Farrell waits with Ben Turner, newspaper copyboy, who's been helping her husband. Behind the door, David Farrell talks with Oliver Underhill, business manager of a murdered movie star. Suddenly...
Hey! Hey, Mrs. Farrell, somebody's shooting in there!
Ben! Ben, what was that?
Sounded like a man falling down!
David!
While Eleanor Duvall, wife of the murdered Godfrey Duvall, remains the principal suspect in the case, David Farrell's investigations have made two enemies for him. One is Fred Fletcher, a young man who was in love with Eleanor before her marriage to the movie star. The other is Oliver Underhill, the late Godfrey Duvall's business manager. Earlier today, a gangster who tried to shoot David Farrell admitted that Underhill had hired him. Taking Sally and Ben along, David Farrell went to Underhill's house to question him. But as he and Underhill were alone in the study, shots rang out. Now, Sally Farrell calls in terror.
David! David, answer me!
Watch out, Mrs. Farrell. I'll bust the door open. Golly, this door's pretty solid.
Ben, wait.
What? Wait for what?
We'll have to be calm about this. Suppose something has happened to David. That means Oliver Underhill is inside with a gun.
Oh, okay, you go get the police, Mrs. Farrell. I'll take care of Underhill.
No, don't want you hurt, Ben. You go for the police.
Oh, nothing doing. Hey, he's opening the door now.
Run, Ben, run.
Not me.
Oh, David!
Oh,
David.
Mr. Farrell, golly, are you okay?
Yes, don't come in.
Oh, David, what happened? We heard shots and the sound like a body falling. We thought it was you.
It was Oliver Underhill, Sally. He's dead. Shot through the heart.
Oh, David.
Did you shoot him, Mr. Farrell?
No. No, Ben. The shots came through the window. There, you can see the broken glass.
Oh. You mean somebody was hanging around outside the house?
Yes. Underhill and I were standing by the desk. I was trying to make him tell me why he hired those gangsters. I think he was about to say something.
And the bullets came and closed his mouth.
I ran to the window, but all I could see was a car driving off.
Hey, maybe the same car I saw taking off from the place where Godfrey Duvall was murdered.
Maybe. I didn't get much of a look at it.
But we had it all decided that Underhill killed Godfrey Duvall, and now who killed Underhill?
Yes. Who and why? Of course, there's another angle.
What other angle, Mr. Farrell?
Underhill and I were standing close together. Maybe the bullets that killed him were aimed at me.
But I thought Underhill was the guy trying to kill you, Mr. Farrell.
One of the guys, Ben. Someone else who threatened me. Someone you haven't met yet. A young fellow named Fred Fletcher.
David, don't wait another second. For goodness sake, call the police.
¶¶
Okay, Morris, I'm going to stay right here in Underhill's house while the boys make casts of the footprints outside. Call me when you get anything new.
Lieutenant Carpenter.
Yes, Farrell?
I don't mean to rush you, Lieutenant, but it's 3 hours since Underhill was shot, and I'd like to get the story ready in time for my first edition.
I don't doubt that.
Now, what about those reports? Are they in yet?
One of them. All about the business records Underhill was keeping for Godfrey Duval.
Yeah? Well, what about them?
They weren't in any safe deposit vault. They were in Underhill's office.
I thought as much.
And you were right about them, Farrell. There is something wrong with those records.
Like what, Lieutenant?
Oh, like Underhill was cheating Duval out of plenty of money.
You don't say.
We've got an accountant at headquarters who's a pretty smart boy with a column of figures. He says Underhill collected all of Duval's fees and held back a lot more than the 10% he was entitled to.
So that's why Underhill didn't want me to see the books. That's why he tried to have me killed. He was afraid I'd find out.
Yeah, it looks that way. Underhill didn't want to go to jail for theft. That's point one. Point two, if it came out he'd been stealing from Duval, it might look like he murdered Duval to cover up.
Maybe he did that too.
Sure. But if Underhill killed Duval, who killed Underhill?
Maybe the same person who killed Underhill also killed Duval.
Okay. Who have we got to pin it on? Eleanor Duval? Fred Fletcher?
Either, neither, or both. Beats me, Lieutenant.
Uh-oh. Must be Morse down at headquarters. Wonder what he's got now. Hello, Carpenter speaking. Yes, Morse. Yes. Well, what did they have to say for themselves? Oh, fine. Now, what's something else? Oh, that's nice. Huh? No, that's about all we'll get tonight. Go on home. Go to sleep.
Anything good, Lieutenant?
Yeah, depends on how you look at it. Eleanor Duval was out with Fred Fletcher tonight. They ducked the detectives I had trailing them and disappeared for a couple of hours.
About the time Underhill was murdered?
That's right. The boys picked them up again a little while ago.
Do they have an alibi?
Nothing like one. They claim they went to the movies, but they can't even say what the picture was all about. So they might have been right outside Underhill's window. Probably were.
That's bad. I mean for them. Was there something else, Lieutenant?
Yeah. A report from ballistics. Underhill was killed by the same gun that killed Duval.
The English pistol? The one that was stolen from Duval's dressing room?
Yeah. Now, if I could only prove Eleanor Duval stole it, what more would I need?
I don't know, Lieutenant. But as far as I'm concerned, I need a typewriter. I've got a newspaper story to write. Hello, Farrell speaking.
Farrell, this is Carpenter.
Well, good morning, Lieutenant.
That was some story of yours the Eagle carried this morning.
Praise from the police? I didn't know you enjoyed reading about your own murder cases, Lieutenant.
I don't. What I mean is that story's brought results. The fellow down here at headquarters says he's been holding out evidence on us, and your story convinced him to spill it.
You don't say. Who is this fellow?
Eddie Sloan. You met him. Electrician at the theater where Godfrey Duval's show was playing. Don't you like to come down and hear what he has to say?
You bet I do, Lieutenant. Hold him. I'll be right there.
What I should have said before, Mr. Farrell, is, well, one time they sent me down to Mr. Duval's dressing room to fix the lights, and I seen this English pistol in a drawer, in the dressing table.
But you've already told us that, Mr. Sloan. I thought you had something new.
I'm alone, Farrell. He's coming to it.
Oh. Well?
Here's what I didn't tell you. On the day Mr. Duval was murdered, it was in the morning, and there was nobody in the theater except me and a couple other electricians checking circuits. Well, I was back in a dark corner trying to make my flashlight work, and I seen somebody sneak into Mr. Duval's dressing room.
Yes?
Gosh, I didn't want it to look like I was snooping around, so I didn't say nothing, see? And in a minute or so, this somebody come out again and look around real nervous and all and went away.
And that's
all.
You mean presumably this somebody went to Duval's dressing room to steal his English pistol?
Presumably, Farrell. Why don't you ask Mr. Sloan who this somebody was?
I'm half afraid to. Well, Mr. Sloan, who was it?
It was Mrs. Duval.
Oh. I'm very sorry to hear that.
Harold, I know you and your wife would like to find out that someone else is our murderer, that you'd better give up. Eleanor Duval must have known her husband kept a pistol in his dressing room. What else would she have sneaked in for? Put that together with all the other evidence against her, and you have the case pretty... Yes?
Oh, excuse me, Lieutenant, but I was told Mr. Farrell...
I'm right here, Ben. What's up?
This telegram just came to the newspaper for you, Mr. Farrell. It looked important, so I thought I'd better bring it over.
Oh, thanks, Ben. Excuse me, Lieutenant.
Lieutenant Carpenter, I know I should have told you about Mrs. Duval before, but see, I'm the kind of fellow that likes to stay out of trouble. I didn't want to put anybody else in either, and I kind of like Mrs. Duval. She was nice to me. I mean, as many times as I ever spoke to her.
Well, we should have known this before, Mr. Sloan. It might have saved another murder.
Sure, I realize that now. Gosh, what can I say except I'm sorry. Am I going to get myself in trouble over this?
Well, as long as you continue to cooperate with us, I don't think so, Mr. Sloan. I won't need you any more now, but I may ask you to come in again in a day or so.
Oh, fine. Sure. You bet, Lieutenant. Yeah, I'm glad to do anything I can. Goodbye.
Is the telegram important, Mr. Farrell?
Yes, Ben, it certainly is. Read this, Lieutenant.
Huh?
Read it.
Well, something I didn't know before, Farrell. But what does it mean to you?
Lieutenant Carpenter, it means that if you'll cooperate with me, I promise you this case can be sewed up inside of 24 hours.
What new evidence has the telegram brought to David Farrell? Be sure to listen again tomorrow for Front Page Farrell and the exciting newspaper story he's covering, which he calls The Case of the Mysterious Killer. It's high time for all housewives to realize they don't need to pay fancy prices for a good floor wax. Arrow Wax at only 29 cents a pint will leave a high glossy shine on your linoleum and hardwood floors that will delight even the most fastidious housekeeper. And you don't need to rub, you don't need to buff Arrow Wax. All you do is spread it on your floors or linoleum, and it will actually polish itself to a beautiful, long-lasting luster. The makers of Arrow Wax are so sure you'll like this fine product that they offer a guarantee of satisfaction or your money back. So, ladies, if you want a good wax, use Arrow Wax. If you want gleaming floors, use Arrow Wax. If you want to save money, use Arrow Wax. Pocket that 30-cent saving per pint. Get Arrow Wax at any leading store today and save. Front Page Farrell is on the air again at this same time tomorrow. Be sure to listen. This is Ed Fleming saying goodbye for the sponsors of Front Page Farrell. If you suffer from painful corns that make it agony for you to wear shoes, torture for you to walk, listen. There's an amazing liquid that's guaranteed to remove your corns or double your money back. It's Freezone Liquid Corn Remover, and it goes to work to cool and soothe the burning pain and starts to remove the corn the instant it's applied. Then, when continued to use as directed, this amazing liquid actually removes the corn. There's no muss, no fuss, no need to wear bulky, uncomfortable-feeling pads. Get Freezone. Freezone Liquid Corn Remover today, with this understanding. If Freezone doesn't remove your corn and give you blessed relief from pain while it's doing it, we will give you double your money back.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.